Andrew Mason, Phil Milani here talking about free agency, the legal tampering period just 4 days away, and one position the Broncos could be looking at, running back.
Certainly, yes, because Ronnie Hillman is an unrestricted free agent, and C.J. Anderson is a restricted free agent. We'll find out in the next few days what the Broncos choose to tender him at. But looking at the unrestricted free agents, the market got a little bit more interesting with the Texans' decision to release Arian Foster. Of course, he had his biggest years with Gary Kubiak. As the primary running back, also splitting some time with Ben Tate while he was there as well. Has struggled with injuries the last few years, though. He's missed 24 of a possible 49 games in the last 3 years, but he's going to be on the market, and there's plenty of other names, too.
Yeah, who is your top guy? Who else is out there? I know there's guys like Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, Matt Forte. There's some big names that are out there that the Broncos could take a look at.
Well, if you're talking about who the top guy is, it's Doug Martin, even though he's had injuries torpedo two of his last three seasons. When he's healthy, he's one of that elite handful of backs that can carry an offense pretty much by himself. 1,400 yards in the two seasons in which he's played all 16 games, his rookie season, and then last year for the Bucs. So it's a little bit of a surprise to me that the Bucs haven't made more of an effort to keep Doug Martin. Then you follow that, Lamar Miller, he's more durable than Doug Martin, hasn't gotten the ball quite as much, but I think he's intriguing. You know, his per carry and first down rate numbers, very good, quite frankly. I think he may end up being a bargain. He may be as effective as Doug Martin somewhere else, but for a fraction of the cost. Matt Forte still has something left in the tank. He's only had more than 300 carries once in his career. I think he's going to draw some interest. And then Alfred Morris from Washington, if you're the Broncos and you're talking about him, you know that he had his best seasons, with Mike Shanahan when they had a zone-blocking base scheme back in 2012 and 2013. So you know he's the kind of guy, kind of like Arian Foster, because he's been in this offense or something analogous to it. You can plug him in, and he should be able to succeed.
Of course, Alfred Morris came onto the scene as a rookie, made a big splash, and then kind of fizzled out at least last season. Mace, you had Ezekiel Elliott come into the Broncos in your mock draft. Do you think that the Broncos now still stay that route, or do you think that they dip into this free agency market?
Wouldn't surprise me if they dipped into the market, given what's out there. And I think certainly Arian Foster's familiarity with this offense is going to intrigue the Broncos. But the only real concern, though, is the health. And you consider also what Gary Kubiak said last week, and he talked about C.J. Anderson and them wanting him back and being excited about him, but as Kubiak said, he's got to stay healthy. So the question, if you brought in Arian Foster, is that's two top backs who have some injury concerns. So maybe if you're looking for someone who's a bit more durable, even though Matt Forte is going into his ninth season, he would fit the bill. And then the aforementioned Lamar Miller, even though he would probably cost more money because he's going into a second contract.
All right, well, that's a look at the free agent running backs out there. A talented pool indeed. We'll see what the Broncos do when that legal tampering period opens up on March 7th. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.